Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav. We're M'sochim Dav Dalet. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Dav tells us that the mitzvah of milah could be done the whole day. Kol hayom kulo kosher l'milah. And we learn that from the pasuk of Biyom Hashmini, Yimul B'sar Losay. Elo shezrizim magdim l'mitzvahs. But you know that zrizim, people that rush to do the mitzvah, they do it fast. Shenema v'yashkeim Avraham Aboyki. You learn from the pasuk that Avraham Avinu got up early to go and do the akedah. Now one can ask, if we want to learn that bris milah should be due as early as possible in the morning, why did the Torah did not tell us Vayashkem Avraham Aboyker by bris milah? Vayashkem Avraham Aboyker is mentioned only in the Akedas Yitzchok, not the bris of Yitzchok. Now, by Avraham Avinu, when he did the bris milah to himself, it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, in most places it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, it means in the middle of the day. But there we know, Chazal tell us, that every time it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh was to show that nobody could stop them. So Avraham Avinu, his generation, said we'll stop him when he does the bris milah. He had to show them he's going to do it anyway. But by Yitzchak it says that Avraham Avinu did a meal to Yitzchak on the 8th day. It doesn't say there that he did it early in the morning. And if we want to learn this concept of Zrizim Magdim Mitzvahs regarding bris milah, that's where we're trying to apply it, why doesn't it say the limud that teaches us Vayashkem Avraham Aboyker by bris milah? Why it says Davka by Akedah? So, l'chor, the answer is as follows. There's a famous Vilna Gaon that says that by Akedah Sitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Ato yodati ki yire Eloi kimato. Now I know that you're fearful of Hashem. What does it mean, now you know? Avraham Avinu was oimid ba'asar nisyonis. He had 10 challenges. Why only by Akedah he knew that Ato yodat ki yore Eloi kimato? So says the Vilna Gaon, the Pshat is like this. Every other mitzvah that Avraham Avinu did, you could say that was his tendency. His tendency was to do chesed. His tendency was not to complain. His tendency was to sacrifice himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that was his midah. His midah of chesed, of giving, of being a human being who's full of love and ava. But when you come to Akedas Yitzchak, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him you have to go and you have to shecht your son, that doesn't fit the tendency of Avraham Avinu. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people could have said that the reason why you're so good till now is because you did what you're naturally inclined to do. But Akedas Yitzchak is against your nature. And you still did it. That is a raya, that's a proof that Ata Yoreh Elohim, that you're Yoreh Hashem. So maybe you could say the same thing over here. If Avraham Avinu would get up in the morning to do the bris milah, you'd say, of course, he's doing the mitzvah of Hashem, the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's doing it as early as possible. Doesn't mean every mitzvah you should do early. But Akedas Yitzchak, which was against the nature of Avraham Avinu, is going to do something which he's not really comfortable in doing, killing his son. And it still says, Vayashkem Avraham Aboyker. Here you see that a mitzvah requires you to go, bezrizus, regardless if you want to do it, you do not want to do it, every mitzvah needs to be done, bezrizus, as early as possible.